Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And also Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here at the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality, and now also the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. All right. Good lady. Cheryl Skidder, very good lady. Try to help out, please. Not try, help out the Tri-State Military Veterans Museum in Belmont. They do a very good job. They really do. She and Dahl and Bridget, they're all just wonderful, wonderful people. And don't forget, yesterday we had Candace Flagan, the director of Belmont County Cat Stray Shun, and help her out as well. If you want to get some publicity for your nonprofit, I can help you. Dimitri can help you. Send your nonprofit's public service announcement to Dimitri 2020 LLC, River Talk Radio Network. The address is 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air, Ohio. The zip 43906. That's 43906. And I'll be more than happy to get the word out for you, to all of my listeners, all of my Facebook friends. Happy to help. I've got a real problem. Well, I've got a lot of problems. I've been in therapy. I'm on medication. And as you can probably guess, nothing's working. I also have a problem with the local media and the way that it is nothing more than propaganda and an extension of the establishment here in the Valley. No critical thinking. No tough questions. They just feel as if the local media here, the useless reporters that typically are children, because they, you know, work for next to nothing, they want to break and get into the business and all that, they're handed a microphone or handed a reporter's notebook, and they just pretty much say, go get him, Tiger, but don't cause any trouble, and just write down what they tell you to write down, and we'll publish that and broadcast that, and that'll be good enough because we don't want any trouble. And we just want to help everyone and don't hold anybody accountable. That's pretty much the mindset. So this union local school district levy that the voters, by the way, voted down, that I guess it was a bond issue or whatever, but it was just another, one way or another, you know, it's another type of tax that comes out of your pocket. And I'm not going to play with words with this. So now the union local school district is going back again saying, hey, what about a $2 million levy? Let's do that. Well, the Times Leader story is a great example of the what is propaganda. It might as well have been written by the Union Local School District and handed to the Times Leader saying, hey, change the name to make it some reporter's name, and that'll be good enough. All right, so here's the story. And then I'll explain to you why you're being played, why this is just propaganda, and why you should vote no for any school levy here in our tri-state area. Whether they're levies or taxes or bond issues or whatever, they've got so much money, it's unbelievable. The cost per student that the public schools have, the amount of money that they spend per student is obscene. The amount of money per student is absolutely obscene, especially when you take into account their proficiency scores for reading and math and science. It's absolutely obscene. All right, Union Local. Here's the story in the Times Leader. A new levy will be on the ballot in November. Union Local School District officials aim to improve campus infrastructure and fund projects. Okay, campus. All right. Union Local School Board voted 5-0 in favor of the resolution to place a $2 million permanent improvement levy on the November 5 ballot. Just more taxation. It would fund projects at the schools and help keep the facilities maintained by generating about $890,000 per year. $890,000, close to $1 million. The superintendent, Zach Shuttler, said board members have been in the process of finding new ways to bring in money to help upgrade and maintain the high school and elementary buildings that opened in the late 1990s. Let's try to put our thinking caps on. Schools that were opened in the 1990s, late 1990s, let's say 1999, not to be confused with Prince. Do you know of any buildings that were built around that time? We seem to be having some problem here on our Facebook live stream with our internet again. I don't know if you can even see the Facebook live stream where it says trying to reconnect. If you're watching on Facebook, there's nothing I can do here. So hopefully our internet service is going to be okay. I don't know. I just don't know. Anyway, so where was I? I know of a building that was built around that time, 2001. Built just around the same time that the schools were built, according to this, opened in the late 1990s. That house is my house. I've got a really good idea of what it takes to maintain my house, which is another building that was built around the same time as the schools there in Union Local. Whenever we have a problem with the roof, I call a roofer to repair the problem. Whenever we have a problem with this or with that, we just maintain the property. This is not rocket science. The Union Local School District is saying that, well, we had leaks in the roof, so we had to get, you know, garbage bags. When I have a leak in the roof, I don't get a garbage bag. I get my phone and I call a company, CalCruth or whatever, to come out here and fix it. This is not rocket science here, Union Local. This is not rocket science. Most of our homes were built well before the late 1990s. People take care of their homes all the time. What's the big deal here? And have you noticed that whenever these public school systems want more and more in the way of taxation, wanting more and more money from you, they always badmouth their facilities. Well, we need air conditioning, and well, the roof is leaking, and this, that, and the other. And yet you never hear that from the non-government owned and operated schools. Public schools are owned and operated by the government. You elect politicians to run the schools. That's what you do with public schools. School boards are filled with politicians. It's a government entity. And yet when it comes to the Catholic schools and other Christian-run schools and other non-denominational schools, other private schools, you never hear this. You absolutely never hear this. Just like you never hear me complaining about my house, which is about the same age, you just call someone to fix the damn thing. But back to the story, there's no reference to that at all. It's, you know, they're just stenographers. They're saying, oh, you need garbage bags. Okay, fine, we're going to put that down here. Never the question of why are you dealing with garbage bags? Why don't you just call a roofer to fix the leak? I mean, duh. And the sooner you fix the leak, the less damage probably that the roof is going to be facing. If you're getting garbage bags and not fixing the problem, my guess is the problem's going to get worse. We fix our problems with our house. Problems don't get worse. The problems go away because we fix them. This is not rocket science. This really isn't. The middle school was renovated at that time, late 1990s, but it was the original Union Local High School when the district was formed in 1959 through consolidation. My guess is that virtually every building that is housing a non-government school Catholic schools, other Christian schools, other private schools, their buildings are much, 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 much older. And they never seem to have any problems. You know why? Because they take care of them. According to Shuttler, the school board, myself as superintendent, we're all incredibly respectful of our community and greatly appreciate the support they've offered us. And we understand that bond issues and levies are challenging because it's money out of their pocket. It's supported by local taxpayers and property owners. So we've tried to be very cognizant of the ask and the reach. But we also know that the district hasn't collected any new money except for construction since 1991. New money, you mean when our assessments for our properties went up, you didn't get any more money? I was under the impression that when our assessments, property assessments went up, all the government entities got more money because we had to pay more in taxes. That would be one question that as a reporter, I would have asked him saying, wait a minute, what are you saying here? In 2023, Union Local sought a $62 million bond that would have rectified all of facility and infrastructure issues in the district. But Shuttler said he knew that was a big reach. It was voted down soundly, but the board respected the voters and took feedback from the community by sending out surveys. Well, you already got the feedback. They voted it down. That's all the information that you really needed. Okay, so in 2024, the district lowered the bond amount from $62 million to $37 million, but the community also voted no on that. And he says, we've heard the taxpayers loud and clear. We're very empathetic. That doesn't change the fact that there are infrastructure issues in the district. We'll fix the damn things. Instead of getting garbage bags for the leaks, fix the leak. Union Local, I mean, come on. Shuttler said all the buildings need new roofs, each of which costs roughly $1.5 million based on last year's estimates. Why not just fix the roofs? My guess is that they can fix the roofs. Because if this is voted down, and I believe it will be, what are they going to do? Have garbage bags every couple of feet? No, they're going to fix the roof. Why isn't it already fixed? That'd be my question. What does it cost to fix? Again, as a reporter, you've got to ask these things. He's just saying, well, each roof is going to cost roughly $1.5 million based on last year's estimates. Who says you need a new roof? What is the condition of this roof? Why don't you just fix it? Other needs, including heating, ventilating, and air conditioning, sounds just like what the St. Clairsville City, Richland Township School District was claiming. And yet St. Mary's seems to be doing just fine. St. John's seems to be doing just fine. Lindsley, just fine. St. Mike's, just fine. On and on, just fine. Shuttler emphasized, and again, it says here, plumbing at each building and asphalt and sidewalk repairs that need to take place. What's it going to cost to repair your asphalt? What's it going to cost to repair your sidewalk? Can we see the estimates on those, please? Again, the reporter, no questions like this, none whatsoever. Because all this is just propaganda to encourage you to vote for things that I think it looks like a big waste of money. Shuttler emphasized that these are legitimate, real issues, and the Union Local does not have enough money in its general fund to take care of them and improve the environment for students. What does that mean? It doesn't have enough money in its general fund to take care of them and improve the environment for students. What the hell does that mean? Well, how much do you have in your general fund, and you have enough to take care of the problems? And then what's your definition of improve the environment for students? There's no blowback. There's no question on the part of the reporter. I can see this is all just utter nonsense. More on this in a bit. Download the River Network app. I'm all you've got. Download it. River Network.